the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. So it was one Easter morning during the children's moment in this particular church service. The minister had gathered all the little ones around at the front of the church, and he had a bag of props. His intent was to call attention to the resurrection of Jesus Christ with each object as he pulled it out of the bag. So he reached into his bag and removed a plastic egg. And he pointed at the egg and he asked the children, "So what does this egg remind you of on Easter? What's in this egg?" I know, exclaimed a jubilant little boy. The minister hopefully responded, "Well, what?" And the little guy answered, "Pantyhose." Well, some realities continue to stare us in the face, even though we reach different conclusions. Philip K. Dick once observed, "Reality is that which, when you stop believing in it, doesn't go away." So this morning I want to talk to you about the reality that never goes away. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is one of those realities that doesn't go away even when humans stop believing in it. Recently, a lot of you know, a group of us from Church Holy Communion went to the Holy Land. And there we were told a remarkable story as the day approached when the group would go to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where the empty tomb is. So recently, an unbelieving Muslim, very skeptical about the resurrection, unbelieving, obviously, and who scoffed at the empty tomb, went there. And it said when he walked into the empty tomb, he was so overwhelmed that he fell on his face and called upon Jesus Christ as his Savior. So holy is that remarkable place. Well, the empty tomb in Jerusalem is a reality that does not go away. It still declares that Jesus Christ is alive. He is not dead. He has been resurrected. So one of the resurrection accounts makes this very point from our gospel reading this morning, juxtaposed with the realities of used burial clothes and the empty tomb, pointing to the resurrection is the incredible unbelief of the disciples. I mean, we expect them to just get it all of a sudden, but they don't. All of the evidence takes the objective observer one way while they go in another direction with their conclusions. So in the 20th chapter of St. John's Gospel, Mary Magdalene comes to the tomb of Christ. She, along with the others, wanted to provide some final burial proceedings for Jesus. But upon arriving, she discovers that this massive stone sealed with the Roman insignia and protected by choice guards of the empire has been moved away from the entrance. Immediately she runs to tell Peter and John, but the text doesn't record a stirring confession of faith in the resurrection of Christ at this point, although we might be expecting it if we're reading the story. Instead, though, we see Mary's unbelief as she tells the disciples, "They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher, and we know not where they have laid him." Nevertheless, the reality of the resurrection did not go away. That's the nature of reality. It never goes away. Jesus later met that same Mary in the garden of the empty tomb, and the reality came to meet her face to face, just as he does so often with us. Well, as we read on, neither did the reality go away for Peter and John, two of the choicest disciples following Jesus. Upon hearing the news of From Mary, they rushed to the tomb, we're told. John ran faster, arriving first. He looked in and he saw the evidence. Empty burial clothes. Unfortunately, he still did not conclude the obvious. While he looked blindly at the evidence, Peter finally arrived at the tomb, bounding on in. The text says that he saw and believed. What he believed at this point was not yet the resurrection. The following verse records, "For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead." You see, it's possible to believe, but not really. Not truly believe, if you know what I mean. But this day calls us to believe in a way that's more than just seeing the evidence. We're called to true faith by meeting the resurrected Jesus Christ himself. Yes, there's always this kind of challenge in a reality that is perhaps best expressed by another converted Muslim with whom I finished today from Africa. Some of his friends asked him, "Why have you become a Christian?" And he answered, "Well, it's like this. Suppose you were going down the road and suddenly the road forked in two directions and you didn't know which way to go. And there at the fork in the road were two men, one dead and one alive. Which one would you ask which way to go?" Henry Wadsworth Longfellow echoed similar words. "Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal." Today, once again, we're brought to the very same fork in the road of our Muslim friend. Just as it didn't go away for him, so it's the same reality that will never, ever go away. And so we're bidden to the living Christ to meet him ourselves by putting our hands in his, by inviting him to live in us forever. God help us to do so. Amen. Let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive."